For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
This sound is excellent today. Praise God. Praise God. I'm not so happy to be in church. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's nice. It's awesome. Can you appreciate the choir for an excellent ministration? Hallelujah. God will take you places in the name of Jesus. I will hear about you in the name of Jesus. We'll hear about each other in the name of Jesus. They will sing and people will stand in awe of God's presence. The anointing of God will come upon you mightily for the nations in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We are back to the month of May, our month of service. Hallelujah. Before I go further, I want to appreciate the workers of the church. Hallelujah. This morning I got a package from us and Mint and Ezekiel delivered it, and I was told that it's from the workers of the church. God will reward you greatly in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm so amazed that you guys believe in me and you honor me, and thank you for the contribution. All the workers, corporate and non, God bless you and reward you greatly in the name of Jesus. Bible says, he that receive a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet reward. Now, this is the second time you guys are doing me something. I think April and this May. May the hand of God honor you in the name of Jesus. May the blessings of God replenish you. You give not because you have in abundance. And I don't know what motivated your giving. Or whatever be the reason of your giving, may God honor it in the name of Jesus. May your hand not be dry of resources in the name of Jesus. May nations rise to honor and hear your voice and favor you in due course in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Job 13 verse 15. The month of May has been a month of service. What did we look at last Sunday? The honor of what? The king's life. Was it a blessing? Was it nice? Praise God. Job 13, 15. And then we look at Habakkuk 3 from verse 15 to 17. No, from verse 17 to 19. Job 13, verse 15. Hallelujah. Praise God. I listened to a message one time when I was in school by Dr. Paul Enetcher, and it blessed my life so much. At the point it was in my phone always. Yes, when God gave me the message, I just remember the title of that message, and I'm titling this message after the title. The title is Dedication Despite Destruction. Dedication Despite, I lost the message like 4 years ago. I've been looking for it, I cannot get it again. Dedication Despite Destruction. Hallelujah. I believe today's message will be an encouragement to a lot of us. Praise God. Personally, it's an encouragement to me. Because there are a lot of things that can come to our lives in the course of our service to God and in the course of our commitment to God. Praise God. This is Jennifer. And I believe today God will bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Job 13 verse 15. Can we read it together? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Can we sing it? Can we read it once again? Can we read it once again? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Habakkuk 3 from verse 17 to 19. Dedication despite destruction. Dedicated to service of God. Dedicated to serving God. Yes, can we read it all together? Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my string instrument. Praise God. In our service and our commitment to God, I know all of us, if you have been serving God from Sunday school, is anybody here that has been serving God from Sunday school to today? Anybody here? From Sunday school, you have been in one department or another. Anybody like that? If you are somebody like that, there will be a point in time when you consider that all these things I've been doing, self, is it working? All this my going to church, all this my fasting, all this my deeds. There was a time after my MIC, I got a call from my mom that I was supposed to take one medication. I would be taking one injection. I was on the floor. I was crying. I said, God, after all this service, after all this thing I've been doing, hallelujah. There'll be a time when your dedication and your commitment to God will be challenged. When every Sunday you are in church, every Wednesday you are in church, every midday, midweek, you are in church. Hallelujah. And then you discover that your life may not be working as it should be. You are committed, and people that are not coming to church are not committed as they should be, are getting better results. Praise God. Your dedication will be tried. Your commitment to kingdom service, every time you come in for rehearsals, if you come to a time, if it has not been tried, it will be tried. But I said, though, like those of us that have been from Sunday school to today, there will be a time when you feel like giving up. True or yes? True? Is it true? I thought they would say no. Okay. You people are not supermen. There will always be a time when you feel like giving up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Coming to church every Sunday, doing every time, serving every time. That was some people, when they come to NYC, I say, I want to flex. I was in campus fellowship, I was doing XYZ. When I come to NYC, oh boy, I want to flex. Is it true? Yes. After secondary school, FCS, and then when they discover that this dedication, and sometimes when it's not working, hallelujah, when all you are doing is poverty is loom, every time you fast and break from church, you go back to Gary, and your life is not changing, your family is not changing, a lot of prayer point in your life. But it is an encouragement to you to be dedicated toward despite all the distractions of your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what does it mean to be dedicated? To be dedicated means to be diligent, to be devoted, and to give total surrender to a cause or a pursuit. It means to be diligent, to be diligent, to be devoted, and then total surrender and abandonment to a cause or a pursuit. And now, this is the master key that distinguishes people. Hallelujah. When you are totally diligent, when you are totally devoted, and when you are giving yourself in total surrender to a cause and to a pursuit. Now, there are three types of dedication, briefly. The first is what I call total dedication. Total dedication. Acts 15 verse 25 to 26. Total dedication. Total dedication. Acts 15, 25 to 26. Hallelujah. Bible speaking, that the residue of men may, okay. It seemed good unto us being assembled with one accord to send choosing men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Yes. Now the next part is very important. Men that have what? Hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is there any other translation? Living Bible says men that have risked their life. Is there any other translation? By this verse. Men who have risked their lives. People that have totally given themselves. We don't mind dying. How do you get that? Totally. In Luke 22 verse 42, Jesus was speaking. He said that not my will, but your will. They no longer have an opinion. They no longer have an alternative opinion to it. Praise God. They have given themselves in total abandonment to God. In Acts 17:28, the Bible says, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we what? Have our being. So people that are totally committed, fully, no reservation whatsoever. Hallelujah. Total dedication. Number two is what I call partial dedication. Partial. You are in, you are not completely in. You are committed, you are dedicated, but not completely dedicated. Hallelujah. You come seasonally. Acts 15:39. The same people, Acts 15:39. Hallelujah. And then Paul and Barnabas had a challenge later. And the condition was so sharp between them that they departed. They parted because of the conditions. Hallelujah. And Barnabas took Mark. And now, John Mark was the guy that caused this issue. When there are circumstances, when there are problems, when it rains, you don't feel like coming to church. Are we together? When the weather is looking chilly, weather for two. Don't feel like coming to church. It's not true. When you don't have enough transport, you cannot trek to church. How many of us can drink from zone A to church, from face to face to for service? That is partial dedication. When your stomach is doing you somehow, you cannot pray. When they say fast to this point, you cannot, it's partial. It's not totally given. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. May the day come that God will try you whether you can drink from zone A to church. Say amen. Say amen. Let me tell you something. Let me point. It's not part of my service. See, a day will come when you'll be face to face with reality and God will test you. Not that you cannot provide. Okay, will you call the church now if you don't have transport? He will close every channel. Your ATM will be swallowed in the ATM when you go to ATM. Your roommate will not have money to give you. Will you go to church? Praise God. I have faced that kind of circumstance several times and I've overcame it. That's why it will be easy for God to give me a car very soon. Yes. It'll be easy because I have trekked from here to Dunami, not once, not twice, in the afternoon, morning. What's that transport? Even the devil knows I'm going. Yes. In far distance, I've traced distance of 150 naira to go, just to jump because I don't have the transport and that service I must go. Hallelujah. So you are partial when circumstance. And then the third one is conditional dedication. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. The Bible says 2 Timothy 4, you can start from verse 1, 2 Timothy 4. Now, total dedication, partial dedication, conditional dedication. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Alright, yes. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2, sir. Now, preach the word, be instant in what? In season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. So, when the conditions are favorable, when the conditions are fine, you are in. When the conditions are not favorable, you are out. When everything is working, hallelujah, you are committed. But when things are no longer working, you are out. Do you understand what I mean by conditional commitment? Conditionally. When things are okay, when miracles are happening, you are getting a lot left, right, and center. Oh boy, God is good to me. You come to church when they are worshiping. Let them sing praise. Now you want to dance. You are excited. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You are in. You are in. You're committed. But when it seems as if the heavens are dry, you fast and pray. Like there is brass. As if God is not, like God put earpiece when you are praying. He's not hearing you. Then you backslide and you withdraw. Now that is conditional dedication. How many of you would like to be in a relationship when somebody is conditional to you? Like that kind of thing? When you're looking like figure 8, he's there. Oh, well, you're in the world. You mean the world to me. And then when you have your first, second baby, and your stomach is now protruded, it's no longer liking that. How many ladies like that kind of husband? No, I don't even want that kind of husband for you. Praise God. How many of you guys like a lady when it's month end, a lot has entered, bing, bing, bing. Sweetheart, how are you? And by 25, 26, when your account is dry, your number will no longer be going in your phone. None of us would like that kind of dedication. Do we, Andy? Nobody. It's only total dedication that gets the best out of anybody. Same to God. Total dedication. Under the sun and in the rain, with dedication and what? Selflessness. That's what the NYC anthem says. Yes. Under the rain, under the sun, God, we are in. Whether it is working or not working, I am here. We die in this place together with God. Do you understand that kind of commitment? That is the kind of commitment that people like Bishop Oyedepo, that they are there. People at the top, that's the kind of commitment they make. And until you make that kind of dedicated commitment, you are set for a wavery journey with God. And because the way you are relate with God, that's the way He will return relate to you. Hope you know that. Just tell God, Lord, I am all in. I am totally dedicated. No matter the way that, even if my prayer is not working, I will pray. Are you hear that? Even if as if God is not hearing me, I will pray. There are many days I have prayed, fasted, and it seems, even up to now, it seems as if my prayer is not working. Praise God. There are days when I will pray, sometimes I'll just be smiling, I'll tell you, hi Papa, one of these days. So there are days when I'll be praying, long hours prayer, week in, week out. And then I'll just be smiling, I'll say, is it your prayer? I say, is it working?
I just say to myself, and I just continue my prayer because I know it will work. Altogether, it will work. So your worship, your Bible study, as you are studying the scripture, as you are coming for rehearsals, and you are being to church, you are dedicated until it is total. You will not get the best from God. And once God notices that it is total, then the difference in your life will begin to show. Praise God. Now, what is a distraction? A distraction means loss of focus, attention. Loss of focus. When you lose your focus and attention on something, hallelujah, it means mental disorder. Loss of focus and attention and mental disorder. Hallelujah. So here you are on a course, focused on serving God, dedicated to the serving of God. We will all be distracted. Hallelujah. To lose your focus, to lose your attention, and then your mind will be disordered. You begin to consider options. Praise God. Now, there are a lot of distractions in life. I will give you 8 and then quickly, and then we'll continue. The first distraction is the one I mentioned in Luke 14 from verse 16 to 21. There are 3. There are your relationships, your career, or your job, or your money, or your asset. Luke 14, I think I spoke about that last week. Luke 14 from verse 16 to 23. Capture 3 of the distractions in life. He's talking about your relationships, career, money, or your asset. Hallelujah. There are people that once, I know the woman once, when she was trusting God for a child, very, very dedicated, prophet to prophet, pastor to pastor, dedicated to church. When the child comes, you can no longer go to church early. You are late. You cannot even go to service, my baby. That same thing you trusted God for, and it's not a blessing, has become a total distraction. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Some sister is running, God, give me a husband. Husband or I die. Hallelujah. And now the guy is in your life, and God has given you a husband. Powerful. You have not that kind of prayer before. You will never hear it in Jesus' name. You will never hear it. It will never come close to you in the name of Jesus Christ. But it's true. It's true. Hallelujah. And then once the guy comes into your life, now you can no longer come for a hazard because you have a date. You have a date. I want to go and see him. I have to give him time. We have to develop ourselves. The same God that you are dedicated to. Hallelujah. Some people is your career, your job. Once you get a job, you're dedicated to God, or you're committed to God with God. You know, I'm a banker and you know to work in UBA. You begin to speak English to God. You know, this commercial bank, God don't care. You that you are always in church. Now we understand if your work can take you away for it, of course when you're a banker, your schedule will have to change. But then you have to adjust to it to be relevant to God. Altogether, you have to adjust to it to be relevant. And then another one is your money and your asset. Once you have money, it can distract you from dedicating with God. Instead of you coming to work in ushering department, you will say, no, I'll give them money and then you'll never be. Instead of you going to, you know, the more money you have, the less your prayer for you. Is it true? Yes. But actually, it is supposed to be the more money you have, the more your prayer point. The reason why God blesses you with prosperity is to be comfortable enough to serve Him. The only thing that should happen is change of prayer point. You understand? That is the only thing that will happen. Your prayer point will change. Before you are praying for, Lord, give me car. Now you have a Lexus. You're no longer praying for car. Lord, change the church. Bless this person. Your prayer point will only change. Not that your prayer life will change. Are we together, guys? So your money asset. Another distraction, number 4, is carnality or cares of this world. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Matthew 13, 22. Hallelujah. Bible speaking in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, said to be carnally minded, carnal desires. Bible says, he also that receives it among the tongues is he that heareth the word and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Choke the word and he becometh unfruitful. Praise God. Romans 8 verse 6, the Bible says, do not be carnally minded. Are we together? Boys must hustle is a common statement that young people make. Boys must hustle. That is the excuse everybody gives for not coming for medium service. Boys are hustling. Boys are working. Is that correct? Is it wrong to work and have money? No, it's not. Of course, I've preached once here about prosperity, so you know that I am in full support. How can I even not be supportive of prosperity? Praise God. For to be carnally minded, but when you are minded, when you wake up in the morning, your first thought is money. How to make money. Afternoon money. 7 days. You have been thinking about that for 5 years, and yet the money is not there. Are we together? Yes. So carnality, carnal desires, physical things, you want to acquire these, so it distracts you from your dedicated to God. Most church services, churches like Dunamis, Living Faith, Salvation Ministry, most of their services is 1 hour, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, highest 2 hours, two of us. Highest hours of service is 2 hours. You hardly find a church that service is 3 hours. Now, what does it take you to have a day, Wednesday, to go to a service for 3 hours in 7 days? How together at all, guys? Are you using the thought? Only 2 hours in 24 hours of the 7 days of the week. No. It's not worth it. You need to be dedicated that F. You know that's why they say believers, it's only believers that come to church on Wednesdays. Just come to church on Sundays. Hallelujah. Is that a joke? So carnal desires. I want you to know that total dedication pays. Praise God. Number 3, distraction is lust of man, lust of men. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John 2, 16. And then Romans 13, verse 14. Let's have 1 John 2, 16. Hallelujah. You know King James said the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. If you can have another translation, would be good. 1 John 2, 16. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, these things are strong. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself. Message. Wanting to appear important has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from you. Can we have TLB? Praise God. The Living Bible. This is interesting. You don't have it there? Okay, let's have it. Let's see. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure. A craving for everything we see. Anything you want to see, want to have it. Hallelujah. Pride in our achievement. CLB use that word pleasure. Use the word sex there. Hallelujah. Loss of the flesh is a very, very strong distraction to your dedication and service to God. Loss of the eyes. Anything you see, you want to get. So I need to work more. Praise God. And then the pride of life, the pride to acquire wealth. The Bible says, don't be a fool, don't pursue after riches. Have you read that in the Bible? Say, don't be a fool, don't pursue after riches. It is documented in history that when the church, American church, began to decline, is when they began to have, when people begin to take multiple jobs, 3, 4 jobs, 5 jobs, 3 jobs. You know that is what is happening in America, true of us. I remember a man called Sadhu Sundar Singh. I've never heard of that name. You heard of that name? That is a very strong, mighty man from India. Very, when you say anointed, you need to read about his story. That is Sadhu. He's a man that, some of his story, miracles are unbelievable. So he went to America to preach. When he alighted from the boat, he saw the way everybody was busy, left, right, and center, left, right, and center. He said, oh boy. He just went back directly to the boat and went back to India. He said, these people are too busy. They don't even hear me. Why? Because of the distraction to acquire, distraction, debt, either, a lot of things on our mind. And the Bible clearly says, don't be a fool. Don't chase after riches. That is, as I from Matthew 6:33, it says that, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all other things will be added unto you. You don't believe the Bible, but you believe Harvard School of Business. That said, you must be a hard worker, you must do this. I don't know why you understand. People will not believe the Bible, but they will believe Cambridge Book of Business. They will not believe this book. Praise God. They will not. Why? Because they believe, Harvard is a very good. Now, many things that pastors are telling church members to do, if they learned it in Harvard, you know it will be easy to do it. Is it true? Very, very easy. If it was a Harvard professor that wore goggles, And start in the class and say, student, you need to save 10% of your income and bring it to the university. By that is the principle of greatness. The student will say, wow, yeah. The professor will say, yeah. they will start paying their tithe consistently. But it's only because it's the Bible that said it, and they don't take men of God serious. Praise God. They say you have to be in the class every day, 6 a.m. I've never had a weekend lecturer before. If his class is 6, he will put the class by 6. 6 over, you're not in. You know, they have a couple of lecturers. I don't know whether they will not sleep. Praise God. Don't decide to be wicked on your own. Praise God. But then the cravings of this world, the distractions of this world, are the reason why many people are distracted from serving God. Many people cannot be in department in church only because of these distractions. Many people cannot. Like I said last week, that everybody is supposed to be functional in the church. There is a place for you. Are we together? Another distraction, number 6, is Satan and his cohort. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 18 says, we decided to come to you, but Satan distracted us. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 also, 1 Thessalonians 2:18, 1 Peter 5 verse 8. The devil can stand as a distraction to you. Praise God. The devil can say, wherefore we will have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. The devil can inflict you with a sickness. Hallelujah. Just to distract you. The devil can make sure that you don't have a husband or a wife, or you don't have a baby. Just to distract you away from church. Okay, now you don't have a husband. You know, husband. Leave the church now. Since church brothers are not coming. Remember that's the example of the point in that message. Church brothers, leave the church. Go and see this church, chocolate brothers. They are just looking for, just expose small tie. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your tie be showing. Wear some skimpy skirt. See the way you are looking. Church brothers are even looking at you. I have seen beautiful, wonderfully, and fearfully made sisters. Trusting God for husband in church. These sisters, all they need to walk in street is just to normal. Guys will run after them. The devil say, okay, now, you be going now. See your equals. See what they are doing. And the devil can stop you from having a baby for years just to distract you. Go to Babalawo. See, this person has gone there and this is it. The devil can give you a signal or a condition just to distract you from your commitment to God. Praise God. The devil can do that. That is a form of the, and that is one of the strongest. It's not actually one of the strongest, but one of the strongest. Now, another one is words of men, or in bracket, accusation and mockery. What people are saying, Mark chapter 8 verse 38. Bible says, he that is ashamed of me in this world, my father will be ashamed of him. What would they say if I'm always going to church? Praise God. Praise God. What would they say if I'm always in church? Sunday, Wednesday, weekday for rehearsal. What would they say if I'm always, they will be calling me Sister Mary. They'll be calling me Bro Jesus, Bro J. They'll be calling me, you know, those kind of things. How many of you are the one I'm talking about? Pastor. You know, I have come to discover that if they don't call you a pastor when you're in campus, your Christianity is questionable. Because why you just choose to be normal, a normal Christian in campus? Is it true? They'll call you pastor. Don't be going to fellowship and be serious and don't be doing expo in the exam. Don't be a normal Christian. As it is when I'm a pastor. So I've come to discover my own theory anyway. If I've not called you pastor in campus, your Christianity is doubtful. Hallelujah. So men will accuse you. What will people say? That is another reason why, especially young guys, that's a reason why many people are going to church. Me, I want to be a balance. No. I cannot be. They just want to just avoid church. Just because of what people will say. What would these fine ladies be saying? Me, I'm always in trouble, always wearing tie and suit. No. No. All I be doing praying is always praying and sweating. That lady, you know, you are liking a lady. You're looking at me like that. I will look weird. It's not true. I will not look social. Why would it be? What would people see? What would people see me always time trekking and carrying track on evangelism? I may say I'm in evangelism unit. I don't have work. Yeah, because of what people will say, people are not dedicated to the service of God. Because we care more about what people will say. Not knowing that in the next 100 days, all of us will not be here. Who will be here in the next 100 days? All of us will not be here. And then you will stand before God. And then God will talk to you. I will know whether you'll be able to hear what God will say. Instead of what men will say. Praise God. So what men will say, I have distracted many from dedicated service to God. And then finally, number 8 is the challenges of life. The challenges of life. Like Job, was in a midst where lost his children, lost everything he has ever had. And then he said in Job 13 verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Is that correct? Though he slay me. How many of us can survive what Job has survived? Your wife will come and say, she wanted to die so that she can marry somebody else. Kukuma curse God and die. How to get her? Curse God and die. Or maybe she was, I don't know. But curse God and die. Then he said, though he slay me. Even though it was not God that was slaying him. Are we correct? Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Even though he's not working. Is he working? He's working. Even though it's not working. No matter the challenges, poverty, advanced poverty. You know advanced poverty? Poverty, advanced level of poverty. No. It will not distract me from my service to God. No matter what, I will be dedicated. No matter the challenges, sicknesses. Hallelujah. Headache, you cannot come to church. Why some people have cancer and they carry the cancer to church? Your own is headache, go. You are not going. Some people have kidney failure and they are in church. Some people have liver cirrhosis and they are in church. Your own is just small body pain. You can no longer go. How to get that, guys? You just have a small sad news. I feel moody. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to go public. Or somebody else has lost his wife, everything he has ever had. And he said, though God is slaying me, I will serve him. I will go to church. Are we together? I'll be dedicated. You are going to church and your cars, many people, their cars are stolen in church and they still came. They were going to church, they were robbed, they are around for the next service. Coming back from night vigil, they were attacked, they are around for the next one. Dedicated service, hallelujah. What are the consequences of destruction? I'll give you three. Number one, Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 20 to 21. Destruction can cause many people to lose their salvation. Ezekiel 3, 20 to 21. Destruction can cause many people to lose their salvation. Listen to what it says. Again, when a righteous man, now let me just paraphrase this. Say, when a righteous man is righteous and then he decides to sin. Are we together, guys? The Bible said, God will, and he dies, he's going to hell. He will go to hell. Why? Because he was distracted. God, the Bible said, he will not remember his righteousness in the day he sin. Do you get that? But if a righteous man is sin and then repent, God will remember him. So once you are distracted, there are many people that were distracted. There's a great man of God I used to respect in one of the outside the country. Hallelujah. Very, very great man of God. Until I watched him, I've been hearing insulting him, insulting every man of God in Nigeria, insulting everybody, saying all manner of things. All the people that used to pray for him from this country, insulted them publicly on videos. Hallelujah. And then I was watching a video during the coronavirus and he was saying that now coronavirus has exposed all the fake men of God in Nigeria. Pastor Chris and David, he was calling their names. I'm like, what in the world? How can you stop? I don't know, you know, now I've got angular deviation. Now I've got just a little tilting like this. You're off. So small distraction has caused many people to lose their salvation. They just stay away from church. They just backslide a little bit. Okay, now I'll reduce my church going. Then they met a lady. From the lady, they contacted HIV. From HIV, they're in hell. Or they're, I don't know where they are. Hallelujah. It's true. A little distraction because of, I want to make money. You meet the wrong guy. Introduce you to Yahoo. Introduce you to courtesy. Introduce you to this. And from there, you are off the cycle. So a little distraction, many people have lost their salvation because of these distractions. Number two consequence is people lose their rewards and eternal glory. Acts chapter 1 verse 18. Let's have Revelation 21 verse 14. People lose their rewards and eternal glory. Now let's read this very, very strong scriptures. Revelation 21 verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them the name of what? The 12, that means Peter, James, John, Judas was supposed to be on this list. Two of us. That means at the level of the foundation, the name there should be Judas. But he was distracted because of 30 pieces 20 pieces of silver. Hi. Praise God. 30. So now, I don't know whether he has finished spending the money anyway. I don't know where he is. But now he has lost out. He would, as I'm talking now, he should be there and forever and ever. So many people have greatness in them. There are people that should be celebrated in heaven. God has called you into the ministry, but because of the lingering challenges of starting or working in the ministry, many people have given up ministry for secular jobs. People that should be in heaven, when they enter heaven, there is standing ovation for them. They become paupers. Ladies that are supposed to wed and marry great men have given in themselves to cheap things. Men that are supposed to be men of honor have given themselves to cheap things. So people lose eternal rewards and eternal glory because of these distractions. It will never come to your place. It will never happen to you in the name of Jesus. Number three is people lose their positions on earth. People lose their positions on earth. No, the other one was eternally. Now, right on the 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 26 to 27. 2 Kings 5, 26 to 27. People lose their positions on earth. Now, this is the story of Gehazi. We all believe that he was supposed to inherit from Elisha. True or yes? Yes. But not because of a cloth, a piece of cloth, I don't know the color, and then a small piece of money, he inherited leprosy. Not only from himself, they say if you go to Israel today, you meet a leper, probably from Gehazi family. Just because of that, imagine inheriting from Elisha. Imagine he was the next prophet after Elisha. But distraction of a cloth, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Versace, Dolce and Gabbana. How do you hear that? I want to wear those kind of clothes, praise God. We wear them, all of us wear in the name of Jesus Christ. You didn't say amen because you want to be wearing Ankara. You are your own. Praise God. So for that distraction, Gehazi lost his place. And then inherited leprosy. There are many people, somebody, remember the testimony of Papa Nandom when he was preaching, he said that one of the closest person that started living faith church with Bishop Oyedepo was with him with Bishop Oyedepo in Maiduguri, and they suffered because of a challenge, the man left. Say, suffering in ministry, he has lost, left the ministry. Just imagine he's still in living faith. Just think about it. There is nobody in, it should be a billionaire, comfortable 90s. Know what I mean by 90s? Comfortably. Flying left, right, and center. There are many people that should be with certain men of God, and then after a while, like, I know many, like, musicians or guys that will be in a wife or a man of, like, I think I have my father-in-law to the point here. There are young guys, be with them after a while, they left. When the church was still struggling and was going through processes. And these are people that will have made and they will be, people, those guys we are, I'm talking about, those guys I'm talking about, we are higher than Prosper and the rest of them in the church. But they left before time. And then we don't, I know you don't even know about them. And you may not even know, let's go show them mercy. So there are many people that have positions on the earth. Places of glory. All they need to do is stick and be dedicated. Praise God. Praise God. Many guys have left many ladies because the lady was not looking like it. There was a guy in our campus, the lady was not looking like, you know, tiny lady. No shape, nothing. So these guys used to tilt. See your wife coming. He used to laugh. Yeah, I don't know. One guy just suddenly fell in love with, yeah, okay, I like her. They were telling you, you like her. They got in a relationship. Unknown to them, her father and parents outside the country. But they wanted her to marry in Nigeria. So they sent her to Nigeria, and because of that, it affected her psychologically, so that it affected her body. But when she fell in love, everything began to come out. True life story, you're not joke. You know, my story is always true. Better be believing me. The lady became a celebrity. And then that guy's destiny, you know, you should know where he should be. He cannot be in this country by now. That is the way many ladies have left people like us that don't have money now. Praise God. Thank God for my kind of fiancé. Hallelujah. Yes. No, one day, one of these moments she came, this, I was like, why do you want to marry me, sir? What is the reason? See me around, see where I was, see where I'm living, see. You want to marry me. You're very, very brilliant. First class master student. Very, very educated. Very, you have a lot of prospects. I want to, in fact, oh boy. I have captured, you know, that kind of thing. It will happen to you in Jesus' name. Yes. Now, people, you know, I was listening to a video of Bishop Oyedepo when he was welcoming his wife. He said that his wife stuck with him when he started leaving Faith Church. They ate baby food for 30 days. No food, nothing whatsoever. See, a day he came home and he saw her cooking egg. He was surprised. Where did he get egg from? That woman stuck with him like glue. And look at where they are today. Tell me what in this world that woman will need and she will never have. For many people, not imagine you look at him. You like looking like a prayer point. So look at your shoe. You know, shoe no get size. You know, that kind of thing. So how many people have none of that will happen to our sisters in the name of Jesus. Wisdom to discern. Wisdom to discern when to be dedicated. When you see a guy that has vision and purpose, looking like he's going somewhere, not an accident has happened already. Praise God. Looking like he's going somewhere, be dedicated to them. These are the people you will stand, just imagine Barack Obama and his wife. You know, you used to watch our videos now of his wife Michelle. How she stood by this black Kenyan guy. And he became the president. Bishop, my mother-in-law, Dr. Becky Enete, marrying a doctor. Her father being a medical doctor of 1994, 1996. Professor of medicine, her father. So imagine who she was. She was a doctor to a governor of a state. A personal doctor. Married a young guy. He said, God has called him to ministry. Carried her to a one-room bedroom in Abuja. Say one-room bedroom? Not one-room bedroom. One room. Toilet outside. Five of them in the room. Yes. Her friend were flying up and down. She would have been distracted. She would have been distracted. She had every chance to be distracted. But look at where they are today. She would have missed this glorious position in the world globally. Her name will have never crossed Benue State. But all over the world she's known. I pray for you from my heart. That you will not be distracted. You'll be committed to God. Total dedication. And then God will distinct you in due time. In the name of Jesus. Anything that will distract you of the 8 things that I've mentioned. Relationship. Career. Money. Carnality. Loss of the flesh. Loss of man. Satan and his cohorts. Words of men and challenges of life. And I pray for you, any one of you in the midst of any of those kind of distractions. Help have come for you now in the name of Jesus. I pray for your spirit to receive strength and stability in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, how do you maintain dedication despite distraction? This is the message tonight. How do you maintain dedication? Despite destruction, hallelujah. Please don't know the settings of this mic. Let it remain like this. I like the sound. Praise God. How do you maintain dedication despite destruction? Number one, know that no destruction is new. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 10 says there is nothing that is new upon the earth. How do you get that? There is nothing that is new. Is there anything wherefore it may be said, this is new? It had been already of time which was before us. When I read the scripture, I was meditating. I said, but wait, when he wrote the scripture, Jesus Christ had not died. So Jesus Christ coming to die will be a new thing. Is it not true? But the Bible says, Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 13 to 14. 1 Corinthians 10, 13 to 14. No distraction is new. There are no temptation that is has taken you in 21st century, 2020, that is not common to man. Did you hear that? But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape that may be able to. So, Bible says we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. God, is because of poverty that I cannot go. That is your excuse. Then you meet somebody in heaven that say, what are you talking about? Do you know the kind of thing I face? What you have is a testimony for me. This guy faced worse than what you are facing. How do you hear that? So no excuse will you stand and give to God. And say, you know, my father didn't train me well. My mother didn't train me well. I didn't have X, Y, Z. I didn't have All those excuses will be inconsequential before God. Because people had that excuse times 7 exponential 19. And survived it. So no excuse is new. You didn't have a father, that is the reason why you became loose. No. There were ladies that have 7 brothers and they didn't have a father. And they kept themselves. The reason why I began to cheat is because of this, I had to pay my school fees. No. There are people that didn't get admission and stayed for 7 years at home. Are you aware of those kinds of challenges at all? So no excuse will he give to God. I was a banker. There are people that will have night shift. They just, in between the break, they dash into church and come back and continue with their work. How do you get that? No excuse will make sense. No excuse. Because the excuse you are giving, people have had it. And I've overcome. There's nothing new on this earth, though. Nothing new. So anything that you think may be an excuse to you, somebody has had it. Tell your neighbor, somebody has had this thing you're disturbing everybody about. I think you're the first person to face that kind of challenge. Somebody has had it and overcame it. Maybe making us feel as if the whole world is on your head. How do you get that, guys? Everybody is being distracted. Everybody, including me holding the mic, I have distractions. Praise God. If I have to wave away the distraction and say, colorful and bright, I must get there. And then it must work. Number two way to maintain focus is, to maintain focus on the goal of pursuit. Maintain focus on the goal of pursuit. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 to 9. Bible says, looking at the Jesus who, Philippians 2 from verse 5 to 9, and then you can put John 6, verse 15. Philippians 2, 5 to 9, John 6, 15. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ. 6 up. Verse 6. That's pros. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. 7, sir. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Now, verse 8 and 9 is very important. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes, next verse. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name, which is above every name. In John chapter 6 verse 15, the Bible says, they wanted to make him king. What did he do? He ran, he escaped. Hallelujah. He was focused on his goal. I mean, if you watch football, you know, see Ronaldo, I was watching one of his interviews. And Messi, all of it. If you want to play free kick, you know free kick, you say that the audience will be cheering, tens of thousands in the stadium. Once he breathes like this, he said that everything in the stadium becomes mute. His focus is on the ball and the net. How do you get that? Sorry sisters, if you don't understand. Focus is on the goal. Everything, because those things can distract him. I'm sorry. Is that true? They can if you are running, you make it, you watch Usain Bolt and all them running. You cannot be running and say, my guy, Alpha. Will you do that? No. All of them are focused on their goals. Focused. So maintain focus. Don't be distracted. Pastor David BM said that the government came and made him and said, I want to give you a political office. You are the only one that feed this office. Your integrity. That's why he said, lie. I don't want. He can easily pass on and stop because there is money. Hallelujah. And be distracted. Remain focused. Every distraction that is coming, say no, my eyes is focused. How do you get that? Maintain focus on the goal. When the devil is distracting you, maintain focus. Maintain focus. I pray for everyone here that are lost focus. May the eye of God make your eyes single. Any distraction that has taken your mind off course, cause your eye to be dwindling. May God's power bring your mind and attention to Him and be focused on the goal in the name of Jesus. Number three, what I call appropriate companionship. You see, every message that every pastor can preach, if there should be a constant point in every message, it should be friends. Oh, you almost say every day. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 17, when they were faced with a challenge, they had to compromise. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not friends, one will easily give up, two of us. One will easily give up. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says, two are better than one. Hallelujah. When you want to give up, when you want to be distracted, say no, let's go, let's hold on together. Let's hold on together. Let's hold on together. But with the iron sharpened, I also say a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Do you have a friend that will check up on you when you are backsliding from coming to rehearsals? When you're no longer coming to church? Do you have somebody that will check up on you? Do you have somebody that will encourage you? How far? Guy has not heard about you. You have not posted something recently about God. Somebody that will check up on you and encourage you. Have people like that, hallelujah. We are no longer serious about God. When the person hears your tongue, your tongue is looking backsliding. You don't know, somebody's tongue can, I know, you know, as long as somebody can speak into, you know, this one, I'll leave God for long. It's true. It's true. Let me tell you something. You see, when I say that, I know when somebody's anointed. I don't know how I know it, but I know. It's just like, when you hear the person pray, there's something about the anointing of God's presence is, it's like a perfume, something that you can't explain, but you can't deny its effect. How do you get that? You can feel that this word, there is an extra oil or perfume on it. When you hear a voice sing, there's a way you can hear, no, that this person, no, this person, no, God has left, this person has left, or something is wrong somewhere, you will know. That's why lady can easily know when a guy is cheating. No, they know, they have his extra senses. It's true. Ladies are extra, that is why they say a man should always listen to his wife. They can sense a danger miles away, but the man will not be moving and will enter it. That's the way ladies are made naturally. They can sense danger. They can sense that this lady will make you cheat on her. They can easily run away from this girl. But the man will just be in and say, she's not a friend. Now she's not, you know, until you know, before you know, she's no longer a friend. Praise God. That is the way you can easily know. So have a friend that can discern whether you are still dedicated or you have lost focus. How together, guys? Number four. This is very, very important. Review of original assignment and instructions from God. Always review original assignment and instructions that God gave you 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago. John chapter 1 verse 33. John 1 33. I want to see somebody that was distracted there. John 1:33. John, sir. John. Jan. The book of John, chapter 1, verse 33. Hallelujah. John. Okay. 33. The man has gone to Jonah. He's distracted. He will lay hands on him. Hallelujah. Now, he was saying that, and I knew him not, but he that sent me, the sister used to distract him a lot, praise God. I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see. Now, he didn't know who was Jesus Christ, but the sign that God gave him was, whosoever you are baptizing, and a dove came and descended upon him, he is the Christ. How do you get that? Do you get that? Now in Matthew chapter 11 from verse 2 to 4, that was the sign God gave him, and it happened and it confirmed it. Now he was here this measure. Now when John had in prison, now he was distracted by demonic challenges by the king and a lot of challenges. How do you get that? He sent two of his disciples, verse 3, and said unto him, are you the one that should come? Or should we look for another? Do you get this? Now he got a sign from God, and the sign happened and it confirmed that he was the one. But in the midst of distraction, you want to confirm again. So, what did God tell you 2 years ago about your life? And what are you doing now? Some of you, God has told you now, I want you to be doing this like this. And some of you wrote it. That is why you say you should be writing things. Review the original, what God has told me, my ministry. Declare that Jesus is the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world and the Lamb that come in judgment. And just imagine you come here every Sunday, January, December, and preaching prosperity. Money. Now, no assignment is totally revealed in the beginning. But the structure is given. You know what is the structure? When you want to build a house, we have what we call a plan. You, after building the foundation, you cannot add another wall in between. No. You follow the plan of the structure. You may have an alteration at the top. Okay, now don't use block. Use stones. Use concrete. Don't paint purple. Paint green. These are instructions that can be changing. How do you get that? But your bony structure remains intact. So what did God tell you 5 years ago? When you have been distracted, look at them. How do you get that? It has a way of resetting you and say, I am back to my assignment. I am back to my first love. God says, be singing, and then here you are, busy selling tomato in the market. Review what God told you and go back. How do you get that? Review original instructions. There are times you receive word from people and you know that this was the word of God. It bore witness with your spirit and you documented them. Go back and be checking them often a while. I have a book when I was in campus. I believe most of the experiences I've had in my life was where I was when I was in campus. I went God to reveal to me my life, what I should be doing, X, Y, Z, when I wrote my 50-year plan. A 60-year notebook is still with me. Once in a while, I go back and I check it. I read when people prophesy things to me. When they said this and so. When they said this and so. And then, it has a way of making me remain focused. My method of preaching, my line of assignment, I am not distracted by the circumstances happening. How do you get that, guys? So always review original instructions. Original mandate that God gave you. How do you get that? So that any time you face a distraction, you go back to them. Go back to them. So review original assignment and original. Don't say because of circumstance, man must work. You are supposed to be in the music industry or music industry. You are there, busy selling bank shares. Busy counting people money in the bank. And that was not what God told you when you are 7 years old, you had a vision. When you are in campus, you had a vision. God spoke to you. God, and you know that it was God. And then you are distracted by, you know, one day, people don't know that this is serious. We will stand before God though. We will, all of us will stand before Him. A bearer. Now open your file. Remember when I told us in the conference, Book of Remembrance. 2021. I told you X, Y, Z. 2025, you're supposed to be in the East. And you're in the East in Jesus' name. You'll not be the West. Hallelujah. Okay, let me use another name. Favor. Is anybody in favor here? Oh. Sister XYZ. I gave you an instruction to be at the West. And then you are in the East. And Jesus, you have to understand. See, so and so happened. It won't make sense on that day. It won't. Praise God. So review original. How many of us has God told you things about your life? How many of us, guys? Okay, that's very impressive. When was the last time you reviewed it? When was the last time you picked that book and reviewed it word to word and read it again? Whether you're in line or you have deviated angularly, hallelujah. So go back and do it in the name of Jesus. Number 5, what I call the force of spirituality. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
Second Corinthians 4 verse 16. And then Proverbs 24 verse 10.
The first, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is what? Renewed day by day. Proverbs 24 verse 10 says, he that fails in the days of adversity, okay, his strength is small. Now there is something about your spirit. The Bible says, the spirit of a man will sustain his what? His infirmity, his body, not together. The stronger you are in your spirit, the stronger you'll be able to confront challenges. The stronger you'll be able to confront distractions. How do you get that, guys? The stronger you are, have muscles in your spirit, man. How do you get that? Have this spark in your spirit. When they look at you, you're not looking petite like Moyo in the spirit. You're looking like, which wrestler? Which wrestler should I mention? Yeah? You're looking like one powerful wrestler in your spirit. You may be looking physically innocent. So look at your boy and say, look at him. As if you can even kill a fly. But think about the way he's in the spirit. When he coughs, demons find the angle. Don't you get that? He has faced a lot of challenges and he has been able to surmount it because of his spiritual strength. What we call spiritual stamina. How together? They can push on the physical, like me, if you push me on the physical, I can easily, but there are things I cannot give up on. I can't give up on. You talk, forget, example, ministry. Just forget about, just bring another distraction. We die here. How together? If it is here, we will, it is here for life. Even the devil has given up on that one. Because my mind, my spirit has been built on it. The stronger your spirit is, the easier your resistance to challenges. Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my what? My strength. Build your spirit to be strong. Not emotionally perturbed. Not emotionally driven by circumstances, you will stand. Though the sun, the fig tree is not blossoming, I will wait on God. Your spirit is strong. You are not easily discouraged. I'll get that, guys. You're not easily discouraged. Build your spirit. Have worship songs that can keep you company in the midst of challenges. There are some when I hear, I almost want to cry immediately. Praise God. Because these songs are my companions. Like they're my companions. Some of these songs that I will be singing always. These songs built my spirit. When you're thinking about God's faithfulness, about something, I know that God is faithful. Praise God. So build up your spirit. Pray in tongues more. That is one of the greatest ways to bring your spirit. Pray in tongues. Shalade eledi kida boradi ilada gabradi gada. Do that thing consistently. You know, there's something it does to you. I don't know how to explain it. But you don't be growing in the inner. Your spirit will be stronger. 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 Hallelujah. Study the word of God. Just worship. Anything that feels, like I said, your spirit feels on revelation. Listen to messages. Download messages and listen. Download and listen. Build your spirit. Build it. Let your spiritual stamina be strong. Hallelujah. Let the witch know that to pull this guy, I need reimbursement. Build up your spirit. Not the slightest on the physical. Slightest thing happening now can distract you. Hallelujah. Slightest thing, no. But once your spirit is strong, the force of spirituality. This one cannot be imparted unto you. But the grace to be spiritual comes upon you in the name of Jesus. The grace to be able to pray. The grace to be able to study your Bible. The Bible is not interesting to anybody. Oh, praise God. Until you pray, God open my eye. That's when the Bible will become sweet to you. God open my eye. There are many nights I wake up. I didn't read my Bible today. I don't read it. Like something was missing in the equation. Hallelujah. Something was missing in the equation. You must just pray. What are you praying for? Do you know something? If you ask me between God and man, you know, like I'm saying this right on the altar. I can't remember the last time I prayed for a personality or something like that. Like, let's say, God, I need this, or I need this. Like that. Every time I pray, sometimes I used to ask myself, you at least have prayer point. So I was like, okay, Lord, let the church advance. Many times I used to pray, I didn't even have a prayer point. I just like that. I just flowing, just like, I don't even use to. Sometimes I don't even this. I'll not pray for the church. Sometimes I just say, I didn't pray for the church. That's the truth. I just pray like, yes, prayer should be part of you. Like, just do it. And once it is praying in tongues, the things you should pray for in your mind, you will put them inside. It will pray. It will catch. You know what they say? It will catch. The prayer will catch. So prayer, develop your spirit. When the way you know that your spirit is sound is when you speak in tongues in your dream. Do you hear me? The way you know that your spirit man is balanced, when you quote scripture in your dream, when you speak in tongues in your dream, you know that, oh boy, your spirit has taken over. When a wish appear, kapalaka yada, you know, in your dream. Man, it's no longer conscious. It's no longer your mind. And then you find yourself quoting scriptures. That is the most of the things that happen to me. I find myself interacting, ministering. That is because that is what is in my mind and cycle. A wish cannot appear to me when I'm speaking in English. You just black like that. And it will happen to you. So that in your dreams, somebody say, oh boy, you're speaking in tongues when you're sleeping. Is everything okay? Your room will say you're becoming strange. Nowadays when you're sleeping, your mouth will be moving. Malamayamayamakada. You know, some kind of thing. That would be your testimony. How do you want to get your testimony? You'll be looking straight to your roommate. And you're sleeping, your mind is moving. You are praying in tongues in your dream. You want that kind of experience? I think you'll not be ashamed that people say you're looking weird. You must want it to. Praise God. Spirituality. Do the Bibles. I'll keep saying it. Listen to messages. Hallelujah. Listen to messages over and over again. Download it. Our messages here are free. Praise God. Download it. Sometimes my message downloader used to get tired and I'm tired. I'll look for it. Man of God, my mentors, I always, once I have data, Bishop Blackwell, the mail is 2020, 2029, 2028. I'll download to the point. That is what I do. You know what I mean? Well, any man of God, you by the angel, just download. In my faith, I'll be listening. As you're listening to them, something is happening to you. I don't know if you understand me, guys. You may not know what is happening. You don't know. So like being around a bad boy, you don't know what is happening. One day you just wake up and begin to bounce unconsciously. No, no, no. Because I've been around him, you have noticed the way he has been walking and then has entered you unconsciously. Have you seen some more young ladies, 5 years, 2 years, then you do makeup? Because I've seen their mother doing makeup. They didn't even know, the mother didn't say do makeup, but by watching around, not being in the environment, you begin to behave like that. So listen to messages. You begin to think like them. Their mind will rub on you. Relate with great mind, not Nollywood. Not Nollywood or Yoruba movies, no. Build your mind. Something productive. I went to Baba Lawo, Mama Lawo, and planted the charm. The charm did not work. And then they say, hey, 2 hours, 30 minutes, hey! What is wrong with you? I was not coming out and waiting for part 2. God, that movie blew my mind. Part 3 has not come out, and then you have become evangelists on movies. When you are not another one messages, you are not listening to a message that is productive that will make your mind think. Your mind are shouting fire and making things happen. And they are making the stupid stepmother-in-law. The funny things that are irrelevant, inconsequential. Hallelujah. Some people cannot even watch an American film because of their level of mentality and thinking. Yeah, it's just localized. I have to watch men of God at the top. Now when I say MCC like here like this, my heart is angry and boiling. You will see people like sand. Listen to them. Are you listening now? See people like just listening and they might do something spectacular. Then you need to know what is in his life. It's pour you up. How did you get that? How old were they? How old were they? What did they do? It makes your brain to think. So listen to them, hallelujah. And then build your spirit. And I believe some of you made that kind of decision in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 6 is a decision never to give up or compromise. A decision never to give up. If today you are making a decision never to give up on God, let me see your hands up in your dedication to service. The grace will be available for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not chicken in or chicken out. Then you have any experience. I will never give up. No matter the distraction. Even though he slay me or seem to delay, no matter the delay, I'll be there. All together. I'll be there waiting for you. And then number 7, which is finally, and then we are closing now. Have faith in the faithfulness of God. Job chapter 19 verse 25. Psalms 37 verse 25. Psalms 34 verse 19. Have faith in the faithfulness of God. Either in any of them you can read. The Bible says God is a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. The Bible says, for I know. Come and say with me. For I know that my Redeemer liveth and he shall stand. So I know, Psalms 37 verse 25. I know that though the things are not working, my dedication is not working, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. That is how I know I will not beg in this life. You will not beg. You can't be Psalms 34 verse 19. I have been young now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Lord, their children beg for bread. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord what? Delivered him out of them all. So God is faithful. God is faithful. God will never fail you. He is too faithful. He said, no, Moses, please. You are too faithful to fail me. You know that song? God is faithful. He will be faithful to you. Hallelujah. Indeed means, see, let me tell you guys, these things are working, no? Say, is he working? See, he's working. Is he working? He's working, no? In this coronavirus, that is when I have had the greatest supply of my life. I'm telling you, the thing is working. I'm telling you, God is faithful. It will not always be like this. In your life, all your dedicatedness and service, it won't always be like this. It can't end like this. The devil is this smiling. It won't end like this. You will not be broke forever. You will not be always going for rehearsal dry and hungry. You will not always trek. You will not always be lonely. It won't always be like, God is faithful. And God will reward your labor of love, your dedicatedness. Every time you spend money going to church, God will reward you. Are you hearing me? He will reward you. You spend your energy, you spend your clothes, you sow seed, you do a lot of this. God is faithful. He will reward you. So, bank on his faithfulness. The benefit of dedication is glorification. How was the end of Job? Job 42 from verse 2014. How was the end of Job? Double of everything, true of us. Double. Another benefit is you have authority in heaven, and then number 8, 3 finally is you experience the omni demonstration of God in your life. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9, the Bible says the Lord is walking to and fro to show himself mighty on behalf of those whose eyes are what? Stayed on him. Say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, that you may boldly say that the Lord is with me. What can man do unto me? Now praise God. Praise God. As you are dedicated, your life will never be the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we'll be taking the communion. I suppose they did communion last Sunday, but all of us were distracted because of the conference. But after Sunday Sunday, didn't remind me. So we'll take the communion. This communion will be a token of injection of the spirit of dedication. How many of you want that kind of thing? As you take it, any distraction in your life will be wielded off. Any distraction in your body, anything that God has not planned, can we have the communion and let it go around? Any distraction in your body, come on, get on our feet and begin to pray. Take the communion and say, Father, come on, Michael on the keyboard. Come on, begin to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace concerning any distraction in my life. I receive grace to conquer it. I receive grace to conquer it. I want to hear you pray, begin to pray. The way I'll be singing by myself, it cannot work. All of us, let's pray.
Shamalanda da bragadi, kila da bragada bragada, shamalanda da bragada bragada gele gele.
Come on, let's pray, let's pray. Shabalaya,
shabalande ka bragada bragada ya da bragada bragada bragada, kila da bragada 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 ya da. Indele gele bragade.
Come on, let's pray, let's pray. Every distraction is cancelled. In your life, present it to God and say, Lord, by the contact of this anointing,
the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus,
present those instructions before God.
The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Of God, supernatural abilities come upon you in the name of Jesus. As you take the wine, I pray that the Spirit of God be communicated to it. May the reward of dedication begin to manifest in your life. Glorification of your life, beautification of your life, in the name of Jesus. May you see that it pays to serve God. Thank you, Lord, because you honor this word in our life. For everyone here that is partially dedicated, grace to be totally dedicated. Anyone here conditionally dedicated, grace to be totally dedicated. Whatever is the destruction in your life, the ability to overcome them, in the name of Jesus. Now can we partake of the communion in Jesus' name?
You're waiting. Remember me. This is
We can return the cup and take our offering.
Remember me, this is my God.
This is my body.
Broken, broken for you. As you eat, remember me. This is my blood, poured for you. As you eat, remember me.
Father, Lord, I pray upon every giver that your hand will not drop down to beg in the name of Jesus. Your hand will not permit it to be dry in Jesus' name. You will never drop down in poverty or in want. He that watereth shall be watered. I pray for everyone here encountering financial challenge. May my God and your God open doors for you in the name of Jesus. You are not permitted to be connected to a fountain of supply and be dry. In the name of Jesus, your needs are met and supplied for. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we get an offering?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.